Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Wednesday morning for Morning Devotion. Today we're looking in the book of Jude at verse 10 and verse number 11. During the days of this week, we've been looking at some thought. It's a rather somber thought, but some types of people that even God can't help. Now be careful before when I'm not blaspheming at all, but what I am saying is this. God has set some bounds in His Word. And when you cross those bounds, there's no help for you. When you cross those bounds that God and those places that God has set, then there's no help for you. There's no hope for you. And that's exactly what we've been talking about. We talked about 2 Peter 3, those who are willingly ignorant on Monday. We talked about Romans 1, those wicked inventors yesterday. Today we're talking about Jude verse 10 and verse 11. Those that have a woeful insolence. And the word insolence means insulting or lacking in respect. The Bible says, but these speak evil of those things which they know not. But what they know naturally as brute beast, in those things they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain. They have ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Kor. My goodness, if you list those three, of course, we know the story of Cain and his slaying of his brother over apparently the jealousy, over God having more respect of Abel's sacrifice because it was that of blood than of Cain's. We know the story of Balaam, how that he was a prophet for profit, how that he was a prophet for hire. And he was hired to curse the children of Israel, but every time he'd open his mouth, a blessing would come out. But he was, the point was that he could be bought with a price. And the Bible says the era of Balaam for reward. And then, of course, the gainsaying of Kor, the perished and the gainsaying of Kor, those that rose up against Moses and rose up against God's man and rose up against the instructions that God had given. And as a result of that, of course, were dropped into hell with their boots on. So I say all that to say this. The Scripture says what they know naturally, in those things they corrupt themselves. In other words, it is insulting, I believe, in the face of a holy God for people to know God's design, to go know God's plan for male and female, to know God's plan for reproduction and bearing of children, and then to deliberately and knowingly corrupt those things. The Bible says as brute beast. May I say that not even the beasts of the field act like human beings in this hour. So what I'm saying is there's a place, there's a point that a man can cross that insults the very grace of God. It insults the very mercy of God. And the Bible declares, woe unto them. Of course, you know that there was no repentance in Cain's life. There was no repentance in Balaam's life. Certainly there was no repentance in Korah's life. Each one of them received their reward, that of judgment. I say the same thing is true. When you insult the grace of God and the mercy of God, when someone shows an insulting or a gross lack of respect for God's design, the Scripture says they speak evil of those things which they know not, knowing not, but they speak evil of it, not even having a good concept. People condemn, criticize the Bible and don't know the Gospels from the Mosaic Law. So what I'm saying is this, that there are some people that God can't help, and there is a deadline that a man can cross. God help someone who may be listening today that's near that place. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, help us, I pray. Lord, speak to some heart and someone who is dangerously close to that point of the abyss of no return. Help them to return in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.